Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started. I'm a witcher.
This is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 710 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It is November 20th, 2022. We are just days away from Thanksgiving, the day that we celebrate because we ripped off a bunch of Native American Indians. Go USA. We are a video game podcast. If you're not familiar with us, we like to talk about video games. We'll talk about media. We'll talk about stuff. We'll talk about life. Important to note, we are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. And it's going to be probably a shorter show today. It's just Robin Tate and myself. So with that being said, Robin Tate, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi, it's only me. Only me. Just Robin Tate here in Ballymena. That's me. Just me and my buddy Greg and Nicole's aunt. So, yeah. So here we go on a show because isn't Kim? She's working. And Pete is...
Pete messaged us late. He just said, I'm not going to be able to make it. I think he has a toilet issue.
Yeah. Well, he'll not be getting one of my knitted wonders this year.
You know, he's missing out.
Yeah.
The knitted cock cage is all the rage.
Yeah, there you go. So here we are again, Greg. Here we are. You've got your football jersey on tonight, but I'm sure we'll chat about that in a minute.
Yeah. You know, we got some football to talk about. But, okay. We don't even have any birthdays to celebrate at the moment. Mm. So, I mean, honestly and truly, we're just going to kick right into some story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
And by the way, if we did miss your birthday, we're sorry. Not really, but we are sort of sorry. Okay, story time. So it's been a weird week. I did not get a ton of gaming in, but I did get some quality gaming in. So hopefully that helps.
What does that mean?
Well, so I spent the majority of the week in Oregon. I was traveling for work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went up
in big trips.
Yeah, I was up at Nike.
Mm.
So that was fun. I was at the Nike World headquarters. And so work event went on for a few days long. And I tried using my Steam Deck at the hotel. But I found out, depending upon the hotel and how they do their Wi-Fi in terms of validation, sometimes they give you a passcode and you just enter the passcode in and you're golden with the Wi-Fi. The hotel Wi-Fi tried to do a redirect to a browser page, and apparently the Steam Deck doesn't like to play well with that.
Ooh.
So, wasn't quite sure. I was never able to get the Wi-Fi to hook up at the hotel. So my Steam Deck was a little offline. And truth be told, after I struggled trying to get the Wi-Fi going for a good 30 minutes, I finally just gave up, said, fuck it. I was tired anyway. So I just said, you know what? The Steam Deck goes back in the backpack.
I get that. I mean, the last time I was away traveling, I had it with me. And I was just so wrecked by the time I got in that a bit of TV, a bit of stupid chat on WhatsApp, and that was about it. So, it's a great idea.
Summed up. Yeah.
But in practice, we're not as sprightly as we once were. We're old people now, Greg. And
the irony is I ended up staying up till probably about midnight watching. I don't even know what show I was watching. Thing. Yeah. Just again, random dumb TV. But the funniest part above this trip was I got a chance to go to the Nike store, the employee store, and get purchasing with the discount. So I had packed very tight in that. Okay. I have a, what I mean by that is, or light. So I have my backpack with my computer bag, you know, basically. And then I had a roll-on bag, but The roll-on bag is more like a garment bag, so it kind of unfolds, so you can have a suit in there,
okay,
a couple things, maybe a pair of shoes, your toiletry stuff, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, it is very compact.
Yeah. When you travel quite a bit, funny, I was working out this year. I've traveled more than a month away, 30 nights, over 30 nights this year.
Okay.
And you get used to packing the right pen so you can vandalize the room, but you pack very, very light. You know, that at the beginning it was, I'll put that in just in case.
Right.
Not anymore.
Yeah. I was spot on with everything. Like just the right amount of drawers, the right amount of socks, shoes were perfect, shirts, everything. All.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't account for was going to the Nike store. So I ended up buying 4 additional pairs of shoes. And I bought a pack of socks. The pack of socks was easy enough. I was able to pack that in tightly. Then became the issue of the shoes. And somehow or another, I was to finagle, able, because I had to take them out of the boxes.
Yeah.
I collapsed a couple of the boxes because I did buy a couple pair of shoes for my wife. So I gave her shoe boxes if she wanted them. So I collapsed those down, laid them flat, got them into the bag. Then I had shoes just everywhere in my computer bag. I had a pair of shoes. I had a pair of shoes like in every nook and cranny I could possibly would. And it was one of those moments where
someone's gloves.
I'm like sitting on top of the bag to get it to zip close because it just needed that extra little shove. Right. But it was a good time up at Nike. I enjoyed myself. That campus is amazing. They have some incredible, just architecture and buildings. We saw the LeBron building, although that's kind of their innovation building. So we couldn't go into it because that's where they do all of their secret testing. But we did also see the Serena Williams.
Testing socks.
You'd think.
Testing sweat.
But like I learned things. Like Nike apparently invented the non-toxic glue for shoes. And instead of patenting it and keeping it for themselves, they actually released that patent out freely to the world. They are an amazing company. Politics aside, because they do have some areas where I don't necessarily agree with all of their stuff. But overall, just an incredible company. And it was interesting to learn, as big as they are, because I guess the next 7 competitors' combined value is less than Nike's.
Oh, wow.
So they just dominate the space. And it's funny because I didn't really pay attention, but the more I was at the airport and stuff, you just start seeing Nike everywhere. It's kind of one of those things also when you buy a car, right?
Yeah.
You think, I'm the only one that has this car. And then suddenly you're seeing the car every corner.
Yep.
So enjoyed my time at Nike. Very, very cool stuff. I think one of the coolest things we saw was at the Serena Williams building. They have these digital screens that have, it looks almost like a lava lamp when you're looking at it, but it was a digitized version of Serena Williams' heartbeat during her Grand Slam tour wins. And so it was like showing, like, you know, it would go green in resting modes, then it would turn darker red as your, you know, heart rates were good, you know, going up and stuff. It's just really cool to see just digitized visually screen like that.
Very different. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was my trip with Nike. I figured we'll just do a little bit of back and forth here. So
yeah, no, I've had a crappy week. I mean, I've spent most of the week in here. I've had a really, really bad chest. In fact, I just tried not to talk to people. So the voice kept on going, and it was lots of honey and all that sort of stuff. That was crappy that way. But, you know, got some good medicine into me and hunky-dory. So, I mean, got through a lot of work stuff quietly. Ignored calls, just WhatsApp. Can't talk. I'm talking.
Right.
And enjoyed that, and done some interesting personal stuff as well. So I mean, we'll.
Okay.
I've done some with the stream and the bongos bits and the racing streaming and stuff like that there. And I made a little advert to go ahead of my stream, which I've shared out now. I think I'm happy enough with it. It's kind of cool.
It was very good. I very much enjoyed that.
I'll show it to the podcast later on. When you start to stream, there's this sort of awkward moment when you switch on and what do you do? Do you preamble or what do you do? So this gives me a little bit of time just when the stream goes live to to be professional like us. You know, to cover up a bit, like, you know, can you hear us?
I am laughing at that. Yes. Okay. Sure.
So is that, I watched some TV. I watched Basic Instinct this week, Greg. Now, okay. I haven't watched Basic Instinct since the first time on none of the movies because I was too young because it was an 18 back then. I'm quite sure. It was VHS. Probably was the last time I watched it. And I can confirm, now that I was watching it digitally in high definition on a 55-inch screen, she is not wearing pants. It was always, was she or wasn't she? Definitely, definitely, definitely not. I had to watch it several times just to clarify, but definitely not. Wow, that was a good, good movie. That was good. Good. You watched Andor? You're up to date?
Yes, yes. Very much up to date on Andor.
Non-episode.
Sorry,
I thought that was a non-episode. Really, it was a setup episode this time.
A bit of a setup episode, but there was still some action to it. I loved the spacey bits of
spaceship.
It.
Spaceship, the fight.
Yep.
Very cool.
So, I'm not ready for it to be over, and apparently next week is the last episode for the season.
No way.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
You know, I love the way it's building towards the beginning of, like, because I have to be careful. Rogue One. You know, at the end of the day, this is the start of the rebellion, and this is the story of that. So that's kind of cool. So you're stuttering, Greg. The stream isn't stuttering. It's fine our end. It's bad in America.
It might be bad in America. You know, it's funny because I was noticing earlier, it very well may be on my end. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? We went out last night. We were at, it was the switching of the lights in Ballymena last night. So we took the kids. We got them all hopped up. Well, yesterday morning, Judith took Jasmine. She had tickets booked long ago for Disney on Ice. Ice Capades, whatever you want to call it. So characters come out, and Jasmine had an absolute ball and bought the plastic wand from China at 30 quid. You know, that stuff, all that sort of crap. And Jasmine knew all the characters, had a great time. And then they came back, and there was we had a couple of extra library books this weekend. And I was with them, and we had some fun, and all the big tree that I cut down a month or two ago. I had all the kids lifting the tree trunk bits and branches in underneath the shelter so they dried. So I had put all the kids to good use. And then we went down to the turning of the lights in Ballymena, the Christmas lights. And I'd been dry all day, cold all day, like 5 degrees, ice in the car in the morning sort of thing. And it was going to be a nice crisp night. But come 4:30, the rain came on and we were already committed. And we had a McDonald's with them. And then we walked up into the town from the McDonald's and it got miserable. Now, it was lovely. There was a great atmosphere on and there was elves going around. And Jasmine's at that, you know, at 4.5, 5. And, you know, you can threaten her with phoning Santa. That sort of thing. And she
that still works.
Yeah, that works very, very much there. But it was good. And then Santa came along and we all came home and everybody slept well. And that was a nice night. Came home for a nice rum and it's nice, a nice family time. It was nice that way.
Okay.
Joshua, he had his extra life this weekend, so he he went from 10 yesterday morning and 10 this morning, so they've done another just over a grand there with his bunch of buddies. So they're awesome. Going right. I think it's sort of their 7th year in a row now, so they're building up rightly now too. So that's kind of cool. That's without approaching Nirvana people, the guy, the music producer chap and gamer. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool there. So your shirt on, you've got football. There's a big match going on tonight. You're splitting families within our podcast friends.
I am. Well, you know, Kim and I have always been at odds. She's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I am a Chargers fan. We have had a rough season in that it's been very up and down. We've had a ton of injuries. So this is a big game. If we could possibly beat the Chiefs, that would be huge for us. I don't know that we're going to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are really good. Okay. So there's that.
And the match is on now?
No, it'll be on tonight. It's the Sunday night football game. So it's the last game for Sunday.
So Thanksgiving is this Thursday coming?
Correct.
So that's the end of your year now. Your year's done.
For
America. Work? Yeah, kind of. No, like it seems to God, be like no. Thanksgiving comes and everybody must start to switch off because Christmas is just around the corner then. And
not in my work. In the market research world, what you end up having is a bunch of people trying to get their projects in or even completed sometimes before end of year.
End of year.
So it gets kind of insane this time of year. I literally will have probably 3 contracts being signed next week before Thanksgiving. So, it gets crazy.
Well, it sets you up for next year then.
It does. It does. It sets you up very well for next year. Real quickly, last night we went to see basically kind of a last minute thing we saw there. There was a group called Unchained, which is a Van Halen tribute band. And we said, you know what? What the hell? We had a date night last night. So we kind of casual date night. You know, we were going to this bar. We're going to watch some Van Halen tribute band. A lot of fun. The singer sounded good. The problem was visually, he was no David Lee Roth.
Okay.
He was no Sammy Hagar. Maybe Sammy Hagar in his elder years, maybe.
Meatloaf.
But the funniest part about it is halfway through, Cindy looks at me. She's like, he looks like Rodney Dangerfield. And sure enough, he looked like Rodney Dangerfield with long hair.
Yeah.
That was the visual. And from then forward, I could not see anything but Rodney Dangerfield singing Van Halen to me. But no, we had a good time. My ears are still ringing. It was very loud.
You're getting old.
Okay.
You're getting old. It's funny, speaking of getting old, I mean, I had a note there about my glasses. So I bust another pair of glasses today. That's why I'm on these things. So I'm on Amazon ordering. I've actually ordered 15 pairs of glasses. A selection of different styles and shapes.
Never have enough.
Have them enough in every room and to go through them. I'm really, really awful. And because I don't wear these for driving or walking around, it's only for this or reading or looking at the phone. And so they're constantly on and off. So you're not putting them in and out of a case all the time. So they go into your pocket and they get abused. And I'm not good with stuff like that at all. Really not. Really, really, really bad at that sort of stuff. So that's getting old, you see. That's what it is. Just getting old.
It is a bit of that, yeah. I haven't gone that deep into the reading glasses side of it. I have a pair for my deck still. I do definitely use them for my Steam Deck.
Mm.
But yeah. Cindy also is like constantly she loses glasses everywhere. I mean, and it's the funniest thing because I'm just like, you're kind of getting close to that age where you're going to have it around a chain.
Unchained. No. I mean, Jura suggested that to me and she actually bought me the thing and I just couldn't.
If the ones that break
here in the middle and they just come down and all that.
Either of those options is a non-option. But if you do get the ones with the flip-up sun visors,
No, I've ordered some of the big nerd ones that I had before, the big mega. So I've ordered some more of those and a whole pile of other sort of standardy ones. So, I'm a bit like Elton John with me glasses at the moment. So, what do you do? All right. So,
I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Sort of Christmas is coming.
Thanksgiving
Black
first.
Black Friday and all that.
Black Friday, Thanksgiving. I don't really have any Black Friday needs. But I just want to say this. So in the U.S., we have Thanksgiving before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Do not put your Christmas lights up or start advertising Christmas crap before Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving is the next holiday. Christmas comes after.
No, it started here already. I mean, Christmas lights last night for the last week. See, goodness, even Fox News reporting on Christmas lights. people in their houses putting up their Christmas decorations in the village already. They should be shot. I couldn't look at them and by stealth, there are several reindeer ornamental reindeer and a few Christmas artifacts have arrived in the post over the last week, and they've appeared on the shelves in the living room. I'm going, Judith, you're introducing Christmas by stealth here. So, but I would say it'll not be too long before she'll want the Christmas decorations down, but I will hold off until at least the beginning of December.
That's good, man.
It is
good, man.
Absolutely. It's kind of, that's crazy. And can you imagine? It was funny. I was watching a thing there, as I do, flicking around YouTube quite a lot, of Dollywood. Okay, how random can we get, right? And it was the start of the Dollywood Christmas season. So there was people, you know, from Pigeon Forge walking around showing you this and that, and here's the merchandise. But at one point they zoomed in on this band, and they were singing to 10 people. But they were singing Christmas carols.
Okay.
And that's the band that's there probably now until the second week in January, having to do that every day. How insane would that be, singing nothing but Christmas songs?
If it's your gig, it's your gig, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So speaking of Dollywood, you just reminded me, I saw a really funny, it was, I think, from like the... wasn't Jay Leno, I'm trying to remember the late night talk show host, but he was talking with Dolly Parton, and Dolly Parton starts telling this story, and she's talking about how she went to help this old man when she was a young girl. And she's like, you know, can I help you, sir? And he's like, no. And she's like, well, you know, let me help you. And so she tried to reach and he, basically helping him with his shopping bags. And, you know, as she goes to reach for the bags, he takes his walking stick and he just starts hitting her in the chest, just violently.
Boing, boing.
And
I just wonder if it would whack him back in the head again.
Yeah, and of course the host is like, well, what happened? She's like, well, how do you think I got these welts?
She's
got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean, we were supposed to be there a couple of years ago, and then that thing that was a thing happened.
Yeah.
And I'm going, and funny, and then this evening I was, Judith was out there tonight at church, and I was flicking through videos with Jasmine, and I was going back to California trip, and you know, it was 2017. I'm going, I'm ready. You know, and I don't have anything big planned again. That's
Vegas.
A weekend. Yeah, but that's
when you get arrested, that's going to be a big deal.
That's a good story. That'll be. Yeah, but I mean, again, I want to resurrect some of those spreadsheets. In fact, I wonder what the costings would like, because I had everything costed out for Dollywood and all
you,
that.
Yeah, you are a planner to no end. It's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. You plan to the nth degree. I am much more fluid with my planning, although I have reserved my calendar. So the calendar is booked appropriately for Vegas.
I did it.
There you go. Your calendar's booked appropriately
right,
for Vegas.
It's right in front of me. Right in front of me.
Yeah. Something to and most importantly, to. I have cleared it with the wife now officially, given the dates. So it is now just upon us to find a place.
Yeah, so next weekend actually is our friends Devon and Adrian and myself and Judith are off to Belfast for a night, and there we've sent the girls off to a Mexican cooking evening. They're going to learn how to cook Mexican food, and while they're at their class, and we've got a Airbnb thing booked, a lovely apartment right in the center of town, and while they're away there, we are probably going to do some Mexican drinking while they're at the cookery course, and we'll meet up with them later.
That's the responsible thing.
Yeah,
it is.
So I'm looking forward to that. So I think it's next Friday night. That's going to be good this week.
We'll give it a new meaning to Black Friday.
Yeah, do you know what? I am looking at Black Friday stuff. I am.
Are you?
Do I need or do I want?
See, so here's my dilemma. I have a very big need. I need a new set of headphones for Black Friday, but just for the Xbox.
For what? Oh, okay.
Because it literally, the headphone post snapped. I currently have used gaffing tape to keep it together. I told my wife, because my wife said I am not allowed to buy anything for myself until Christmas. This created a little bit of a dilemma. Headphones still work perfectly fine. So I'm like, okay, I'm on.
I'll buy them on Black Friday and keep them.
But I told her this has to be on my Christmas list. Of course, Black Friday's coming. And I'm like, don't look, don't look. You'll be tempted. You'll be tempted. So.
Well, I mean, the ones that I'm using, which I've now sold to Taylor, which were the ones that didn't work for me for PC, the wireless, the Lucid Sound ones that we mm-hmm. talked about, they were fabulous. You can get a set of those, and the mic boom on them actually disconnects, so it's like in a jack plug.
See, I like that.
So, and then the set that I bought, again, another set of Lucid Sound ones, the LS25s, box up above me, they're wired. But again, they're the exact same headphone with the controls, except there's no Bluetooth on them. But the mic boom, again, disconnects. So you could use them as a standard set of headphones. So if you wanted to take them away with you, these could be a work thing. So you want, you know, on a work trip, you need to bring a set of headphones, Bluetooth, that connect to your phone, that connect to your phone. So you could, on the plane and when you're away, you know, to make nice and clear, you could bring the boom and speak to Cindy while you're in the hotel room. So it's crystal clear audio. It's really for her.
I like the way you framed that. That's good.
Yeah. Stuff for me, simming. I was looking the other day. I caught myself looking at 32-inch monitors.
Okay. So
I have 27-inch monitors on the rig right now, which I'd bought for cheaps. But the rig itself would hold 32s in it. But you could buy a decent 32s at about £180 each. Okay, which with a 1 millisecond or whatever it is. What is a 1 millisecond frame rate thing or the refresh rate, which is what you need for gaming. A standard monitor that we're probably using now is 4 milliseconds, which is okay. But but to buy a good one, they're about 300 odd quid each.
I think you need to get I saw it. I don't know who makes it. It's a very, extra wide monitor, but it literally, it can take multiple inputs and then you can, it can spin vertical.
Yeah.
And then it'll line up Samsung three monitors.
The new Samsung one. Yeah. That's a class thing. That is.
You make enough money. You should buy that.
No. I've spent an awful lot this year. Do you know what? It seems, I'm thinking, you know, like, yeah, I know. For Charlie that we bought him a little car and that was a couple of £1,000.
Right.
For his first car. And, things are tighter. I mean, there's just not as much. I wouldn't have thought twice. I want to go buy three monitors. Yeah, what the hell?
Right.
But this year, I'm just a bit more hesitant.
There's a little bit unknown on the horizon, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So who knows? What? We'll have a look-see. We're doing something different. You know, there's for all of the adults in the group, we've done a Secret Santa thing, and which is good because that stops the mother-in-law buying everybody. So that's good. And I've drawn my father-in-law and I bought him a cock cage. That should go down well. And so there's that. And then Charlie's sorted. Joshua's got some Formula One stuff. The boys are always a dilemma. So, and Jasmine, what do you do? We're trying to, because they have everything. I mean, how many more gadgets? What gadge?
It becomes very difficult. We go through the same problem. We're just like, what do we need? Whether it be for Colin, for one of us, and it's just kind of like.
And it's just the way we worked out. We were just really looking at. You behave yourself in the chat. Going away, I mean, last year we were in Florida. I'd love to be doing that again this year, but it was just excessive price wise this year. Just nutty. Well, what the heck? It'll come and it'll go. The other thing that we're doing is, on Christmas Day, we're not putting any pressure on ourselves to make a big Christmas dinner. We're just going to do finger food and other bits and pieces for all the family and bits and pieces that are coming. But on Boxing Day, what we've done is we've booked a function room.
Okay.
For 32 people, please. That's our three families.
Right.
And the mother and father-in-law. And we're going to a hotel. and we're going to have our Christmas dinner there, and we've taken over the whole function room. Want to make a booking? Smart. How many tables do you need? We'll have to. That was their suggestion. Yeah, okay. I think you'll take a whole function room. So we're just a wee bit different this year. So Christmas Day.
It's funny that you just reminded me. So Thanksgiving, we were actually really struggling with what we were going to do this year. Because normally we go to my mother-in-law's house and her son passed away, Cindy's brother passed away. So we ultimately landed on, we are still going. We want her not to be alone and her dad not to be alone. So we're going to spend Thanksgiving there. They don't know this yet. So they think they're just having a quiet Thanksgiving to themselves. This is going to be a bit of a surprise. We'll let them know, I think, Monday or Tuesday. But we've already bought Thanksgiving dinner. So the grocery stores here now do kind of you can buy basically an entire Thanksgiving meal that's pre-cooked and you just have to reheat it.
Okay.
So it makes it very easy. So we're 100% in for this. So we bought the Thanksgiving meal. We're going to pick it up on Tuesday evening and then we drive down Wednesday night and we'll have it on Thursday, of course.
Oh, good.
Well. So. Yeah,
that'll be nice for them too.
Yeah, that's the whole thing is, you know what? We don't want anybody to be feeling alone given all the change and the heartfelt, situation. So we just figured, you know what? We'll keep things as much as same as possible, but we'll also make it easy without having to cook anything. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
TV dinners. Yeah.
Exactly. We have bought literally TV dinners. That's you've sussed it out. That's it.
Cool. All right. Let's get going.
All right. Let's talk some video game stuff, Robin.
Yep.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Hey, before we go too far, can you do me a favor? I'm no longer looking at the chat because my whole stream thing was stuttering too much. So. Yeah. Let's give a shout out to some of the people in the chat.
I wasn't doing that because I'd done something else too. Not me. Well, Dan's in there now. And
I did see Dan in there earlier.
Face is in there now. Yeah. So, you can't park here, mate. he's in there, but we'll talk about him in a second because he belongs to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dan's talking about the curved ultra wide. Yes, I've seen that in the unboxing video, that big fantastic monitor. So yeah, it looks class.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd say it's probably $5,000. So yeah, games. I'm going to get stuck straight in. So
all right,
game wise, as I mentioned earlier on, I had been streaming and I've been streaming quite a bit more now on Bongo's Bits. YouTube, please go and subscribe. Press a like. Please go to YouTube. Please trying to build this a little bit. I don't know if it'll happen. And the source, yeah, I know. Thank you. My streaming is all about, mostly the streams that I'm doing are a set of course of competizione, car racing. And I'm in a championship.
I've got kids jumping on my lap.
Thank you. Guys that are organizing it are called LFM, Low Fuel Motorsport, with ACC, and it's a fantastic league system, and there's a season of 12 weeks of races, and this week was in France, Paul Ricard, and I raced about 4 or 5 times this week and had a pretty good week, but some very, very bad news for me this week.
Uh-oh, bad news.
So after 6 weeks, they do a retasking of the divisions. I was in Division 3. I'm now in Division 4. I've went down a division.
Ooh.
So this is to do with my ELO, and the ELO that I talked about, which is your general score and your rating, and the graph had shown my thing falling off a cliff. It started very, you start off with an ELO rating of 1500 and mine had dropped down to just over 1000.
Now, is this because you moved from rookies to?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. And I was getting, and I think the quality of driving after you left rookies, everybody was behaving themselves. You get into the leagues and it's not just as well behaved. And, yeah, so thankfully this week I've turned a corner, but it's going to be another 6 weeks before a regrading where I can start to work my way up again. So, I'm down in the fourth division with all the plebs and all the badly behaved people. The positive for that is I'm having some very, very good races this week and qualifying top 10, having good, you know,
okay,
seventh place finishes, sixth place finishes, that sort of thing. So the curve is changing again. So there's two ratings. There's an ELO rating and there's a safety rating. And my safety rating, it starts at 3.5. You can go to a maximum of 9, and mine is already over 6. So it's so safety. I'm a safety kid. So when I was streaming, the challenge that I found with streaming is that when I start, there was always this little pause. What right. do you do? Before you start to stream. And when I started to analyze how people were watching it, you know, some people just switch off straight away if you're fiddling around with a keyboard. So I made a little advert this week, and I'm going to put it on the stream right now. I think I'll turn the volume up of that, if I can do that. If I can, hopefully you can hear that. So it's just anybody that wants to see, this is where I am right now. If it comes through on the stream, this is my man cave. That's my stream over there. That's my officey corner over there. And just a wee bit about our fostering, a wee bit about ourselves. And it was like a preamble introduction to me. I'm an old gamer. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is how I got sucked into streaming. And kind of here we go. 30 seconds. And subscribe. So, yeah, I'm having fun with that. That's been good.
It's a well-done video, Robin. I definitely have to give my, you know, round of applause to you. I think it comes off great. It's good.
Somewhere I missed a vocation. I kind of think I could have done stuff like this somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe not the actual execution, but the creativeness of it. I could come and work for you. Nike. Just there you go. Think it. Just think it.
Just think it.
Just think it. It's safer. I did order things called load cells this week. Load cells.
Okay, so I'm curious.
Some really fancy pedals on. So you've got your accelerator, your fun pedal.
Oh, interesting.
Your brake pedal and your clutch pedal. Now I'm using flappy paddles for my gears. I'm not using clutch. So I'm using and I've changed the position. So my clutch pedal, which would normally be on the far left, I've changed it to a brake. Okay. And then my fun pedal's on the right hand side. The clutch has not been used. But I've ordered these load cells. You can buy fancy versions of this that vibrate and do a whole pile of tensioning on them. Well, these are a little kit that you find. It's a little spring and a little piston with oil in it.
A little and hydraulic.
And you can adjust the tensioning. So there'll be one will go on the accelerator pedal and one will go on the brake to give a more, instead of just easily pressing the brake pedal down. Well,
kind of like an actual car's brake pedal, a powered brake pedal. You know, you have to give it.
So it's more like that there. Now you can get little motorized things on it to give you a bit of ABS or a bit of judder there as well. Okay. But I mean, these things were, I think, were 30 quid for two of them. It is a eBay special. So, but people say they're great. So hopefully they'll arrive this week. I've got some new merchandise. The Bongos Bits t-shirts. That's kind of good. I got a Yeet t-shirt. So, yeah, and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm having fun with it. I had some really, really good races this week.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, yeah.
For your t-shirt, for the sake of your show, when you are streaming, make sure you're up high with the camera, because literally when the camera cuts off the lower half, no, it looks like Bongos shits.
That works too. Judith said the same thing. Now, what I am thinking about doing is I'm thinking about trying to start up a little league type thing. And if people are interested, I mean, you don't need all the kit that I have. And even on the kit that I have, I bought most of it secondhand.
Right.
You can play a set of Corsa with a controller, and some of the very, very fastest people out there still use a controller, believe it or not. There's all weird alien people out there. But I mean, I started with a cheap Ferrari wheel with no force feedback, and then the Logitech one. All of the stuff I bought has been secondhand, apart from the actual rig that I sit in. And the first one of those I bought was secondhand. And I was thinking about maybe starting something that up. So if you're interested in that, you know, go to Bongo's Bits, send me a message, or at Bongo the CN on Twitter. If you're interested, I'll maybe do something with that, because that could be fun.
That could be a blast.
And I already have a name in mind. So for old folks. So I mean, I ran that by you the other day, which is a play on an old thing. So that could work.
It could double also as an OnlyFans site too. So
yeah,
it's good.
I don't care. That works. Yeah.
Tomato.
OnlyFans.
No, don't want to see that. Do not want to see that.
What about you? Did you got anything in? Did you play?
So obviously I was in Oregon at Nike for Halo night, so we did not play Halo on our Wednesday. I did, however, check out a little bit of the new season of Halo prior to. I also did a little PUBG. I actually got down to final three on one of the sessions in PUBG, and I'd lost to the I don't know if you're familiar, now they have the P90 as one of the drops, the crate drops.
Okay.
And it was funny because I was driving in and I saw the crate coming into kind of where I was, towards where I was driving. So I'm like speeding towards it. Another car beat me to it. I jumped out trying to shoot the driver of the other car as he was trying to make his way to the crate. He got the P90 out of the crate. And I ended up having to like flee for my life at that point. So I jumped in my car and took off driving. But later on, when we got down to that actual final three, it was him and another teammate. And sadly, that P90, that thing is vicious.
Yep.
Anyway, so Halo, PUBG, fun stuff. Love it. I did play a new game. So it's called Solasta, Crown of the Magister. This is an absolute RPG game. In fact, this is the closest replication of D&D on consoles or on PC that I have seen. And this, you know, includes games like Neverwinter's Nights, that kind of thing. This, you know, you form a, you know, your own group, or you can do it in multiplayer. So, and it's four basically characters in your team. And there's dice rolls and dice checks. There's tons of different inventory management stuff. When you are traveling, you need to buy food. There's some great systems in place that will manage and monitor some of that stuff. So as like you're traveling, it'll automatically use your food as you're going along. But also, you'll automatically craft stuff. So if you have the correct components to craft little bits and pieces of kit, your characters will do that as they're traveling on a map. And then you get random encounters. You have to rest up to get your spells back.
This is not a new thing. This is...
No, basically, years. Though, it's very much following D&D and the guides of D&D. So, you know, when we...
D&D nerd?
A little bit. We have our, you know, our D&D group that we've been doing with Phil Olson. Mm. You know, we follow the Dungeon Master's guides and the player's guides. And so there's a lot of just kind of methodical things that happen in D&D that it's slower paced. And that's why it's not always translated well into games, or that they take a lot of those systems and they hide them behind the scenes. This game really feels like it keeps them out in front, and so you see them as you're interacting. So you're saving checks, you're saving rolls. All those dice rolls actually you see on screen. You know, the initiation rolls to see who's going to go first, and you know, the order of the parties. It's way deeper than I expected. Visually,
is there a story to complete?
There is a campaign that I'm going through. There's also apparently creator-driven content that you can dive into if you want.
I mean, format-wise, I mean, it looks that sort of 2.5D thing.
Yeah.
Looks very like Diablo-esque or Diablo 3.
Little Diablo-esque, yeah. in the visual side of it, though, visually speaking, I would say this is like Xbox One.
Okay.
Visuals. It's not the prettiest game out there. You know, you're going to look at it and be like, okay, that does not look fantastic.
Can I ask you, what brought you to this?
So this actually had wound up on my potential playlist for Extra Life. I was just going through like Game Pass. I was just looking at just some games that were just, I was different. Unfamiliar with, yeah, wanted to take a chance on, but I never got to playing this in Extra Life, but it was still sitting in my Extra Life group folder. So I thought, well, you know what? Let me fire it up. Let me try something different, something new. So I would say 100%, this is a Phil game, a Philism game. I'm actually enjoying my time with it.
Okay.
So I don't know how long I will stick with it. We'll see. But so far, so good. When you're craving that D&D experience and you don't have, you know, your D&D group, this is a great fallback because you'll still get that very kind of, you know, D&D tabletop experience, which is...
Well, if I ever get that craving, I know exactly what I will do. I'll phone the doctor.
Yeah, exactly. anyway, so yeah, that was it. That was the only other game that I actually got into playing. I downloaded Warzone 2.0. I have not fired it up yet. Okay. We'll check that out. But I still very much have enjoyed what I have played from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Campaign was good, really solid. I liked it. It was enough of a reboot and not a remake or remastering, I guess is the better way to say it. That was my fear. We had talked about this before. You're like, well, is there no Russian in it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know yet. Well, I can officially say no, there's not a no Russian mission in this game. They make reference to it. Okay. So in essence, they so took no, the original.
That, the airport scene is gone altogether.
Totally gone. There are some missions that you're going to recognize, like the oil tanker mission where you storm the oil tanker in the refinery. That's still there. But it's changed. They've modified it. And then they've just taken a lot of other content and created new content around it and kind of mixed up the order of stuff.
I'm refusing to play it because of in protest at Microsoft until they sort out Sony and give written lines, you know, that they aren't going to do it.
I think you should go stand on the street corner with a sign. That's a true, you know, way to really show your defiance. I will say that's good. That's good. We just need to put a little beanie on you. That would have been perfect.
Yeah. I just thought of a new thumbnail for myself.
That's actually really, that'd be funny as hell. I don't like the crafting bits that Modern Warfare introduced. So there's a couple missions where you have crafting that is now part of your need base, if you will, in terms of survival. And I just, no.
Well, you just doesn't feel right. You need to find batteries to make a torch work or all that sort of stuff. You need to find the lead and okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So I wasn't crazy about that.
Glue yourself to some rig.
I like it. Yes.
I know. I was going to throw tomato soup over one of my pictures in here. Oh, it's really silly people.
All right. Yeah. So that's it. That's it. That's me gaming.
Sorry. One of the other things I mentioned is thumbnails. The whole YouTube streaming thing.
Yes.
A lot of the catch is the thumbnail. When you think about the YouTube videos you click on.
Yes.
So I've trying to give it some attention to my thumbnails. Now, in my view, is sort of crap. But I'm thinking, like, I'm going to do this racing stuff anyway. And if people jump in with the streaming, great stuff. But I've had fun doing all of that
part. The thumbnail. I mean, all you have to do, Robin, to get viewers is create controversial thumbnails.
Yep.
You know.
Absolutely. So one of my of the streams that I've been doing over the last few weeks, one of the most popular ones has a picture of me. Where is it live here? What did I say on it? Oh, there's it's like this. And the splash is, what have I done? And that's one of the ones that has the most views.
Yeah, because people think that you're like having some kind of mental breakdown.
That's it. So
right. So now you officially, Robin, are part of fake news. Great.
Awesome. Fake news.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
All right.
Okay. Newsy stuff.
Let's talk about some news, Robin.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, Robin, this is your time to shine.
Wow. Blizzard. Speaking of which, games like World of Warcraft will go offline in China next year. Blizzard Entertainment will be suspending key games like Overwatch 2, World of Warcraft in China because it failed to reach an agreement with its partner NetEase, it announced. Those titles, along with Hearthstone, StarCraft, Heroes of Storm, Diablo 3, and Warcraft 3 Reforged, will be unavailable in China starting on my birthday, January the 23rd, 2023. Mark it in your diaries. Diablo Immortal, which arrived earlier this year, won't be affected as it's covered by a separate agreement. The two parties have not reached a deal to renew the agreements that is consistent with Blizzard's operating principles and commitments to players and employees, and the agreements are set to expire in January. Okay, so I think the key word there is principles. There are principles and commitments to players and employees. So, yes, I know it's an agreement, but is this something about how Chinese people treat Chinese people? Is that what this is about? Or is this, you know, is it just a business agreement that hasn't been tied up?
I think it's more the latter. It's a business agreement that just hasn't been.
People are trying to read into it, aren't they?
Probably somebody wants a little bit more. NetEase probably wants a bigger cut of the pie. Mm. And so they just haven't quite got there yet.
Oh, look, here's a big one for you now. Overwatch 2 will no longer block players with prepaid numbers. Gamers.
This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Yeah.
Gamers with prepaid phones can really finally upset. Play Overwatch 2. Can you play Overwatch 2 on a mobile phone?
No, but the thing was you had to register your Overwatch account, and if you had a prepaid phone, it wouldn't take it. So a lot of people...
You had to verify your account.
Yeah, and prepaid phones, like in your actual hometown, Mexico, prepaid phones are quite often used. They're very popular. And so you couldn't play. So it was a problem for a lot of countries that didn't have... You know, the infrastructure or the majority of their users are on planned phone.
I would love to know what the stats are. And I always remember going into the petrol station here and seeing people getting a top up for their phones and stuff like that. And I'm sure that's still a thing. But I think some of the contract, I mean, maybe people just aren't available to get contracts. But I don't hear as many people getting top ups for their phones. Because I mean, you can get contracts here now, for like a fiver a month or a tenner a month, you know.
I think it's less in our countries at least, but I do. I mean, you know, when this first was breaking and people were like, "Hey, we can't register for the game," it certainly seemed like certain countries, in particular in Latin America, were struggling. You know, their player bases were struggling with being able to play because they couldn't. You know, they do have prepaid phones. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Sonic the Hedgehog. Clever, clever man. A bit like Nancy Pelosi. Sonic co-creator Yuji Naka reportedly arrested for insider trading. Imagine he was arrested for $20,000, but that woman wasn't. Anyway, Yuji Naka, who co-created Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, farewell, Nancy. Co-created Sonic the Hedgehog and headed programming for the original game series, has reportedly been arrested for insider trading. According to the Fuji News Network, authorities believe Naka bought 10,000 shares in a game development company aiming for 2 million yen, $20,000, before it became public that the developer was working with Square Enix on Dragon Quest Tact. So there you go.
So he kind of got the inside scoop that they were going to go public pre-information being.
It's really odd. I mean, I think that's very gray. I mean, if you go to work for somebody and you're working on some big thing, I can understand it. And, you know, it's not like we spent a million quid on it. Like, it's a big chunk of money that he invested. I'm sure. Oh, sorry. Hold on. They're purchasing. Okay. So there's somebody else there arrested for buying how many? Shares?
Basically, ultimately about 160,000 additional shares. So I get what you're saying. It's kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So this other guy bought 162,000 shares.
Yeah.
And Naka bought 10,000.
So it's kind of like Naka was, you know, they basically said, hey, we're going to buy a bunch of shares. He's like, I'll buy some too.
Yeah, a few savings. There you go. Yeah. And he was arrested for it. I wonder what that guy, the 160, he was arrested too.
Yeah, they were all arrested.
Yeah, well, for goodness sake, you know.
And it could also be, and let's be honest, this may be, it's stricter in Japan than it is, say, in the US or the UK. Maybe if they were based here, maybe it's not a big deal, but maybe Japan's laws are stricter. I don't know. I'm assuming they were arrested in Japan.
So that's if you were to get into your Skoda, right, tomorrow morning, or your Lada, whatever it is, right, and you drove down the road and you broke the speed limit and you hit 88 miles an hour and you landed in a wee town and you went into a antique shop and bought a sports almanac and came back, would you use that sports almanac?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You'd phone Nicole. Hey, Nicole, we're under a winner. Here, Nicole.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's stick it to your son. Yeah, absolutely. Would you? Because that's the same thing. You know, time travel. Insider trading.
I don't think it's quite the same thing, but okay.
Is it?
I mean, the net result of it, yes. But time travel definitely, I mean, that's a different wrinkle altogether. I mean, let's be honest. Here, we're literally talking about in the present, in the now, you get leaked information by somebody basically saying, hey, Robin, we're going to go public on Thursday. You should buy a bunch of shares on Wednesday because you'll make a shitload of money.
Didn't that person I mentioned earlier do that same very thing?
Allegedly, yes, no. We're not sure.
Dead Island 2 is delayed until April the 28th. The zombie smashing game reemerged in August with a trailer, gameplay, video, and firm release date on February the 3rd. And this is what I talked about last week about Mr. Beard, meets food. Amazing. Watch some more of his stuff. He was in Oklahoma eating this. It was fatties or something. It was like three sandwiches within 30 minutes. And these sandwiches were like big, big logs. Right. And there's, it looked simple.
I don't ever want to hear about a man eating a big log.
And these things were something like 2 pounds each in weight.
How does this have anything to do with the news story?
Because he was asked to do a little advert for these guys. For this here. And they were going to pay him 30 grand just to do him eating in a zombie apocalypse type thing. So this was the game. Yes. This is the timeline. Anyway, it's been delayed. Delayed.
No, it has been delayed.
Sorry, it was delayed. From February the 3rd, it's going to be back to April the 28th. Dead Island was one of those games that people really, really loved. It didn't
Everybody
look great.
Was excited for this
and
game.
It was janky.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be good again. Maybe because we need some zombies in our life.
If you remember Dead Island, the thing that got everybody excited about Dead Island was the trailer. Remember that infamous trailer with the little girl?
Yeah.
And it was very heart-wrenching. And so everybody was like, okay, Dead Island 2, it's going to be really good. They'll fix what the problems with the first game were. And then it's just been delayed, delayed, delayed. And once again, another delay.
Was it to say the irony of delaying Dead Island 2 is not lost on us, and we are as disappointed as undoubtedly you are? A note on the game's Twitter account reads, the delay is just 12 short weeks, and development is on the final straight now. We're going to take the time we need. Only 12 weeks? What are they going to do? What, add a start button? We need to make sure. Damn, we forgot the start button.
Shit.
Shit. Great. 12 weeks. We'll have to do a sit down and consult people, see what they want from a start button, see what the start button is.
Have to do some focus groups on the UI, make sure the start button looks right.
What's the motivation of the start button? That sort of stuff. And God, what have I got to do in 12 weeks? Anyway, Remedy confirms Control 2 is coming to PS5. Xbox Series X and S and PC. Remedy has yet to show its co-op Control spin-off, but that isn't stopping the developer from unveiling a true follow-up. The company and its publishers, 505 Games, have announced a joint development of Control 2 for PlayStation 5 and everything else. This isn't exactly a shock. When the two teased a bigger budget title, now known to be the sequel, last year. But it's good news for anyone who misses exploring the oldest house. The creators haven't shared any details of the plot, game mechanics, or release date. Even the teaser image shares little besides what is likely a control point. Okay. I hope they don't have too much money to make this different, because Control was a fabulous game and very, very well received. So I don't hope they don't make it fat.
They talk about the budget. It's pretty sizable. I guess they're giving $51 million to this, or $51.5 million. works in the concept stage. Who knows? I struggled with Control, to be honest.
Yeah, I played a bit of it.
I played a bit of it. I really wanted to like it, but I never just got along with it. And so it's on my back catalog. Probably will stay there. I don't see myself coming back to it.
No.
So.
No. One last thing. I'm taking a step back. Dan, if one of my thumbnails, he publishes his bicycle rides. And his thumbnail, he had called it the sloppy wet blowy. It didn't work. Yeah, that sounds a bit messy, Dan. It really does. Okay. Sloppy wet blow. Might have been better. He should have left the Y off. Sloppy wet blow. That might have got you banned. So that's about what we have news, and we have some new releases. Not many this week.
Between the 20th and the
27th, it's the Evil West for everything apart from the Nintendo job.
Okay, hold on real quick. I'm kind of excited by this game.
I don't know what it is. What is the Evil West?
So this is, I'm trying to remember if it's a first person or third person viewpoint. I think it's first person, but it's basically a Western, but set, you know, you have basically, for lack of a better put it, demons and monsters that you're fighting in the Wild Wild West. Oh. At least that's the way I remember it. I haven't looked at the most recent trailers, but I'm cautiously kind of excited for this one. I know this was a big one on Kim's list as well. I kept asking Kim to buy it because then we would get it for free on Game Pass.
Yeah. It's 19. Okay, here we
are. She hasn't bought it yet.
Flying Wild Dog, a dark menace consumes and rise up.
Yeah.
Become a Wild West superhero and eradicate the vampire threat.
There you
That's
go.
That's my...
I mean, cowboys and vampires. What more could you ask for?
That sounds pretty cool.
Maybe Cowboys and Aliens, which they made that movie. And honestly, that's a good movie, by the way. This. Cowboys versus Aliens. I enjoyed it. Come on.
It's a bit Stupid long. It gets a bit long.
Silly fun, but still.
Yeah. And then again, I did put on the very first episode of Bo and Duke Luke.
Oh, Deuce Hazard.
Yes, today.
And you also do claim that Aliens Colonial Marines is a good game. So
I remember this. I remember this, the announcement of this. This was, and there was lots of gore and guts and blood and all. So they this looked really cool. It actually looked a bit like the game. Darn it, Robin, you're old. With the witch. Ooh, don't disturb the witch. Ooh.
Bayonetta? No.
No, when we played player. And there was the big fat guy that exploded and spat stuff at you. And don't
Left for Blood.
Witch. Left for Dead. Because this was this is mostly a multiplayer thing. It was
right.
This game as well, isn't it?
No, I believe this is single player.
Oh, okay. So I'm wrong. It looks fun.
Yeah,
that looks fun.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Again, cowboys and monsters.
Oh, how can thanks, you Alexa.
Alabama is a state in the south central region of the United States. Texas on the south and west.
Thank Kansas you. Alexa, were you thinking about Oklahoma this whole time? I mentioned Oklahoma earlier on. Alexa, stop. Thank you.
I think you need to give her a proper accent, like, you know, U.S.
Oh, dear.
Okay, anyway, okay. Continue on.
Then we have Gun Grave Gore. It's also coming out to everything on the 22nd of November. And Just Dance 23, which I'm very excited for.
Game of the year.
And that really is out on everything apart from PC. And then Ship of Fools. PlayStation 5 and everything. I don't know what Ship of Fools is. Is Ship of Fools a good thing?
I don't know. I wonder if it's Ship maybe of one of those the horror games, Man of Medan. At least that's what I'm thinking, but I'm guessing it's not.
1 month ago. Know. Okay. It's one of Kim's games that she's playing at the moment. I'm just going to throw it up here.
That's one of Kim's games. Well, there you go. Then you'll get it free on Game Pass.
It's got those little characters and...
Yeah, it's a fantastic description. It's got those little characters.
Little tiny cartoon characters, you know, running around. Like the game she's been playing recently there.
Okay.
So it looks like you're on a ship and you have to survive monsters coming and getting to you, Plants versus Zombies style.
Okay.
So, All right. Well, I mean, those are the new releases that are coming to us this week.
Yeah. Black Friday deals will be hitting. I know the Xbox Series S is going to, it's actually already been permanently reduced, I guess, by Microsoft to $249. So that will be a nice holiday seller, I have a feeling. Especially with people being a little bit tighter with money.
Yeah. I just don't even think about buying a game any longer. It's just with Game Pass and where I am at right now.
You know, oh, yeah.
And you, run my protest over Modern Warfare.
You have your one game. And this is the one thing. There's a lot of people like you, Robin, that you have that the one game that you play. That's like your religion, practically.
I was chatting about it this week, but it's one of those games which is just opening. It's just, well, this game is opening up more and more and more. There's more and more, right. Every layer. There's more and more depth to it. So it's kind of odd that way. So I can't complain too much about it. Right. I'm having fun with it, and when the fun stops, I'll stop, I suppose.
Would make sense.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to try and do some playing with the community stuff this week?
That's a good question. Now that I think about it, I won't be around on Wednesday. I won't be around on Friday. So no, yeah. I will not be around this week.
They can join in because Mark sometimes jumps in there.
Yeah, yeah. I highly encourage, but I won't be anywhere near a gaming console or computer on either Wednesday or Friday. I'll be back Saturday. Oh. But not so maybe Saturday we can do a little makeshift session or something.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
how about yourself? Are you going to be doing any of your racing? Can people catch you this week?
Well, I'm in Imola this week. I'm practicing probably tomorrow evening for an hour or so. I'll stream a bit of practice as I try to get into shape to get my times down. It's like learning a new circuit, even though that for the game you have to go and learn all of the circuits and do a certain time at them. This level of racing now is like,
look, I feel like, Robin, something that can help your stream, some calisthenics pre-race videoing the calisthenics. You know,
okay.
A nice jumper suit would be good.
Yeah.
And you know, do you remember the movie Gung Ho?
No.
It's an old movie. Oh God! Now the guy's gonna escape.
See, we're like stuff. Dottery old man.
But yeah, but it's basically about an American car factory that gets taken over by a Japanese manufacturer, and they try and get all of the Americans out to do like the calisthenics, like the
Japanese in the morning, first thing in the morning. Yeah.
So I just have that vision in my head. I think that'd be perfect. Just see you do a little couple of touch of toes, some bend overs, some
yoga, jumping bend jack. Over towards the camera,
smile.
You know what? It's funny. Some of the best races I've had this week have not been on the stream. I'm going streaming and racing and trying to talk at the same time. It's pressure.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So,
and a chap, Matthew Bird, was in my stream last night, a guy from Texas.
Right.
And he was chatting away, and it's hard to do the both. So yeah, it's interesting skill. I'm enjoying that.
Hey, good. Rubbing your tummy and chewing gum at the same time while patting yourself on the head. Difficult. Hey, you mentioned earlier there was a new listener or viewer in the lobby. You said that's one of yours.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes, of course. So you can't park there, mate. So I'm using OBS, but I'm using a thing called Streamlabs.
Okay.
So Streamlabs goes on top of OBS, and it takes it over. So you fire up Streamlabs, it looks pretty much like OBS. It's sort of a mod almost for it. And there's a free version and a prime version. But it handles stuff like chat very, very well, better than even this. So there's a chat bot mod which can moderate bad language. It can moderate people.
Does it automatically do it? Or
automatically do it.
Interesting.
But but you have to set up a second account. Because your own account can't do it, so you go into you have to set up a extra Twitch account, and so my mate, you can't park there, mate. Now when someone does all caps or something like that, not only is the standard message, but I've edited all the messages. Like my mate Greg will come around and knock your head in if you do that again, that sort of stuff. So that's quite good. So yeah, okay. The Streamlabs, but it also handles things Sorry, I'm getting all streamy again. Stuff like if you wanted to have a like, subscribe button come up every now and again on the screen while we're podcasting. Okay. You can set up like a sponsors banner that can appear. It's a sponsored banner, and you set the timing and where it appears, and different adverts and all. There's a lot more control. The OBS is the base stuff, but it will do a lot of stuff automatically. For example, if we had a new subscriber, the new subscriber can bring, or somebody's
Dan is actually donating. Pinpointed the real reason behind this. It will always make us feel like we have an extra listener, viewer, watching.
Yeah. Well, that's it, too. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't park there, man. So that's right. That's
Robin, what do you got going on this week?
Because I haven't really been out on the road and I've been avoiding stuff. I really have to get stuck in. And so tomorrow, definitely here. I'm going to start to take some meetings and talk to some people. I've got a rake of emails that I missed. There's quite a bit of stuff going on with the guys in the south. I've got my Mexican thing at the weekend. I've no trips planned away, but that could change dramatically tomorrow. So we'll see. Yourself?
Yeah.
Busy work-wise, just?
It'll be busy for a couple of days, and then I am off from Wednesday through the rest
of the week. Of course.
Yeah. But, I do find it funny, being in northern Mexico that you are, that you're taking a class on cooking Mexican. That strikes me odd, but, you know.
Whatever. And I didn't even suggest it. It was my mate that organized it. I organized the accommodation. He organized the event. And he says, like, let's go and have, they can do Mexican and we can do margaritas. So,
yeah. Tomorrow night, actually, I have a big holiday party. So, one of Cindy's former co worker, she's throwing a big holiday party. It's a big formal get together. Why she's doing it on Monday, I don't know, because, of course, I do have to work the next day. But all dressed up. No, we're not going to behave at all. There's going to be some raunchiness happening tomorrow night. I'm excited. Looking forward to it. Going to dress up in a suit, dress up, to the nines and go out and paint the town red.
Yeah. So look, I'll stream a couple of times this week. I'll get some work done and have a good old week and have something to look forward to for next weekend. And we'll see you next week. Please, just last thing, please do me a favor. Go and subscribe. Probably a lot of you guys are already subscribers of my silliness on YouTube. But if you are not, go to Bongo's Bits on YouTube and give me a wee subscribe, please. That'd be nice. And if you see me on live, come in and critique my driving. That would be fun. Do you know what? On my new stream deck, I have had a few spare buttons and I put in a few sound effects from when I'm driving. Right. And I used them last night for the first. And and denied. And Leroy Jenkins was close to being there, but I'm not sure. Like when you dive in somewhere, the Leroy Jenkins might come up. The Stunt new stream deck is a fantastic piece of kit.
Yeah, I do like the stream deck.
It was a dick move.
All right, Robin.
Anyway, I'm going.
Yeah, that's me too. I think I'm going too. I think we're done.
Yeah. So look at me, Bongo the CM.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Here.
You're done.
Bye.
Bye.
See you same time next week.